Saba raised a hand toward the catwalk and began to pull with the force. A 3-meter section of metal twisted and snapped, then came clanging down almost atop her head. Expecting her rival to come with it, feet and fists flying, she gathered herself to spring into a melee. But Hamner was not there. Instead, Saba saw him a dozen meters away, barely visible through the catwalk's durasteel grating, as he somersaulted along the next section. No longer bellowing about treason, he seemed content to simply keep moving, and as she watched, he rolled to his feet and continued out of sight at a force-enhanced sprint.
"Master Hamner is fleeing?"
Saba asked, confused.
"He is giving up so easily?"
"Not fleeing,"
Silgal replied. She pointed a finned hand toward the heavy blast doors that covered the hangar exit.
"Changing tactics!"
Saba cocked her head, eyeing the network of catwalks above, and understood.
"The Shenbit!"
She turned and sprang onto the balcony safety rail, then force sprang onto the broken catwalk 6 meters above.
"The Shenbit liquor!"
The jump would have been easy for an angry Barabel, and for a Barabel with the force, it was little more than a step. Saba landed 3 paces down the catwalk, already racing into the maze of equipment and dark, empty spaces at a full sprint. The blast doors had been dropped when the Solos discovered the first Mandalorian scouts watching the temple, and they had been left down ever since. If Hamner reached the maglev generators before the doors were retracted, it would be a simple matter for him to cut their power supplies and trap the entire stealth X-Wing, maybe not forever, but long enough to prevent a timely launch. By now, the Solos would be infiltrating the detention center. Dala would be distracted by the news that the Pelion was preparing to break orbit. Within minutes, the entire 6th Fleet would be moving to intercept Booster Tarek's marauding Star Destroyer, and the errant Venture would be forced to escape into hyperspace. If the Jedi wanted their stealth X's to escape Coruscant without a fight, the wing had to launch on time. Saba checked her chrono. They had 7 minutes. Everything depended on that one thing. If the timing failed, Luke and Ben would be left to fight Abeloth and the Sith alone. And that, Saba could not allow. She reached the first junction in the catwalks and turned toward the blast doors. The air this high in the hangar was dusty, dark, and hot. There were pipes, ducts, and crane rails everywhere she looked. But Hamner was nowhere to be seen. Saba felt like she was chasing him through the canopy of a durasteel jungle, and she knew it was good terrain for an ambush. She checked her chrono again. 6 minutes. Hamner had 6 minutes until the blast doors opened, and 6 minutes gave him plenty of time for an ambush. It did not matter. Saba had spared Hamner many times, and he was not the fighter she was. She reached out to him in the Force, searching for his presence, sharing with him her hunger to close and fight, the heat in her blood that the chase was bringing. Then Saba tested the air again and tasted the sour tang of human fear. She felt an emptiness in the Force, a dozen meters ahead and off to the left, and she knew Hamner was trying to hide from her, drawing his aura in tight so she would not feel his panic and his fear. She saw an intersection ahead and heard a boot heel scruff across the durasteel gratework. She turned the corner, already reaching for him in the Force, and found nothing. A prickle of danger sense raced up Saba's spine, but she already knew what was coming, and already she was whirling to meet it. Too late. The stately figure of Kenth Hamner stood opposite her, in the gloom beyond the intersection, one hand raised toward her chest, his dark eyes filled with cold fury. Saba brought her hand up, lashing out in the Force and trying to knock him off balance, but it was no good. Hamner had fooled her, and now he had the drop on her. As she unleashed her attack, his slammed her in the chest, lifted her off her feet, and hurled her into the safety railing, driving her up and over, flipping her backward so that she found herself staring down at a stealth X squadron 50 meters below. Their canopies were closed, and the air was already shimmering with the heat of their engines. Less than 5 minutes to launch, maybe a lot less. Saba used the Force to press herself to the safety railing as she dropped. When the cold durasteel began to slide along her tail, She curled the tip and caught herself, and her momentum brought her swinging backward. She reached up and latched onto the catwalk with both hands, locking her talons through the middle of the grate. And she told herself that Hamner had not really intended to kill her, that had she not caught herself, he would have reached out with the force and prevented a fellow master from plummeting to her death. Even when she heard Hamner's boots ringing down the catwalk, 5 or 6 meters away, Saba refused to believe he had meant to kill her. A leadership challenge was one thing, but to actually slay a rival? No Jedi would do such a thing. Recalling how Hamner had used misdirection to ambush her early, Saba sissed at her foolishness.
Good one, Kenth,
she said.
Very tricky.
Saba extended herself under the catwalk, locking her talons around the opposite edge, then swung up on the other side, slipping under the rail and rolling to her feet in a fighting crouch. Hamner was nowhere to be seen.